Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going from my eighth grade to my freshman year in high school. Saw it at the Patterson. It's awesome.
You are well versed, Bob. I will add that.
Oh, and
to
stupid
my list.
Stuff that doesn't really mean. I mean, useless trivia. I'm your man.
You're up there.
You want me to build a log cabin? I can't help you. I'm still trying to figure out how to put a net on my 8-foot basketball hoop. I had to go buy a step stool because the one I had wasn't long enough. You know, being 5'10", height challenge, you know what I'm saying? Probably shrinking.
Okay, yeah, wait, 5'10", come on. Height challenge, people would kill to be 5'10".
And I am muscular and handsome.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I don't have any teeth.
Play school hoops had a net.
This is a real one. I bought a brand new hoop. It took me forever to put it. My cousin did most of the heavy lifting, literally. But then I realized, like, I can't reach it. So I had a step stool where I changed light bulbs in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't reach it, so I had to go buy one. It takes me up to 9 feet, so I'll be hanging a net when I get home. Or my wife will come home and see me laying unconscious in the backyard.
One or the other here.
It's probably going to end poorly in some capacity. Like yesterday in Minneapolis when the Orioles went 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Brandon Hyde, Nolan wants him gone. They stink. Let's be honest. What do they do well. We'll get into that next hour. But right now, let's go to Churchville. It's Ripping It with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. John, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, good. So I think it's time for Hyde to go. If Hyde isn't responsible for the team on the field this year, he wasn't responsible for the fielding of the team the past couple seasons that won. Real pressure lies on Elias. I think Ryan said it best, that there was no complimentary baseball, and there hasn't been, because Elias hasn't drafted guys like that. He's drafted for power and speed, and those two things are not winning games for us. We don't have guys that are hitting for average. I know that's an antiquated thought, but guess what? You need three or four guys on your team that are going to be able to hit and get on base, and we don't have them. That's all I got, boys.
All right, John, thanks. Good call. Good points. Right to the point, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like it. And look, I think that any move, though, for Hyde, and we talked about it in the previous segments, I don't think that the Orioles will relieve him of any duties unless this team goes on a bender of a losing streak here and they lose 10 or 12 in a row. I think the earliest move is mid-June just because of, you know, what I've heard and what I've seen. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, what should happen. That's what I think will happen. But one thing that I do want to point out for Brandon Hyde, he is the captain of the ship. He has to try to set the tone for it. But one thing that if it's in defense, and it's with some of the managers here, because I look at it, when Buck Showalter got canned from the Orioles right there, is Buck Showalter a bad manager?
No.
No. What did the team go out there and play poorly? Was the team maybe not up to the standards it needed to be to contend that year? Absolutely. So there's a combination there. With Brandon Hyde, with these young guys, it's his job to find a way to best utilize them, but also these players, they got to figure out on their own how to continue to move forward. Because last year, the Orioles, they could have very well beaten the Royals. And if they beat the Royals in the playoffs, Bob, we're not even having this conversation. Like, that's the honest truth in my opinion. The Orioles win a playoff series one of the last 2 years. We're not having the conversation. The first year, you could say, okay, Brandon Hyde, you made some decisions. Last year, you had your stars up at the dish. Bases juice, Santander, unfortunately with Couser, Adley Rutschman. You had more opportunities than the Royals, and you don't take care of it, right? Is that a Brandon Hyde issue, or is that a player coming through in a situation? So that's where I want to lie on that discussion. These guys have to get out of their own head, and clearly that's been a huge problem. What's the numbers for runners in scoring position? You know that off the top of your head?
90. It's less than the Mendoza line. They were 2-for-13 yesterday.
And I guess for my mind.
And one of them, they didn't even score.
Yeah, and I've heard Brandon Hyde specifically and out loud say, find a way to put it in play. Like, I've heard him say that. So is that all on Brandon Hyde? No, but he is. I do understand, John, where you're coming from. A new voice, a new jolt. You know, that's something people want to see.
But we talked about this earlier, Ryan, before you got in. They got rid of Borschulte and Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Borschulte's back in Minnesota, or Fuller. Whichever one was with the Twins is not back with the Twins.
Yeah, Fuller's with the Sox.
Now you got Cody Ashe comes in, and there's a couple of... There's like three, literally three hitting guys. If anything, they were bad with runners in scoring position in the second half of last season. 2 years ago, they were the best team in baseball in that category.
Mm-hmm.
So... why would you fire or shake up, air quotes, the hitting coach room when they're not even 3 months on the job here?
And I think the point that I also want to throw out here is that some of those hitting coaches were getting scapegoated last year. And hey, look, the product, you went through the season, you made a change. But then you're going into this season and you're having similar results. So what stayed here so far? Is it the hitting coaches or the players that have been here? And this is not a knock on any of the guys. I just try to look at it from a sense. If I'm in the locker room, when things don't go right and you don't get along with a hitting coach, or you don't have a guy where you can bounce your ideas off of, it affects you. There's no doubt about it. But as a player, your responsibility is, how do I figure it out? And here's the last thing. Didn't the Rangers just relieve their hitting coach, right?
Yeah.
Brett Boone now is in as a new hitting coach. They were 17-18 after that. Well, guess what? They've been playing Boston. They've then just, they're 1-2 over those last games. And if I'm looking at it so far, trying to pull up the schedule, I know they got skunked the other night.
They're 0-for-17 in their last two games with runners in scoring position.
So I'm not saying that it won't work, but also you're looking at it. Doesn't mean that you make a change that it's going to be the right decision, or at least out the start.
And not to defend Hyde, Nolan. At some point, the players have to be responsible for their actions, take accountability. Hey, Dean Kramer, we played the cut. You know, I can't worry about what's happening there. I got to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kyle Gibson gives up 17 homers in the first inning. I mean, Gunnar Henderson still has to grab a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to go over there and take three strikes and walk back to the dugout. You still have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, we call out the players here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, both sides. Both sides. And good, I'll say in closing here on the Hyde stuff.
Yes.
If the Orioles turn things around this year with Brandon Hyde as the manager, I will be at the front of the line to say I was wrong, and I'll eat crow. This isn't personal with me. I just view this as a opportunity to turn things around.
It's not personal, Sonny. It's only business. Tom Hagen and Sonny Corleone, and then Michael stepped in and said, no, we got to kill them both, and he shot the two guys at the restaurant. Spoiler alert if you've never seen The Godfather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.